jutro. Dobro jutro v zajtrku Avantgarde. Kot smo prejšnjič obljubili, bomo danes govorili in poslušali Helen Adam, pesnico rojeno na Škotskem in večino odraslega in ustvarjalnega življenja živečo v Ameriki, zdaj v San Franciscu, zdaj v New Yorku. Za njeno temeljno poetično počelo bi lahko postavili kar baladno vzdušje severne Škotske, baladnost, spevnost in smrt, ki je nerazdružljivo povezana z ljubeznijo. Helen Adam je bila ena izmed predstavnic ali boljše udeleženk gibanja San Francisco Renaissance, ki se je pojavila v istem času kot bitniki, to je nekje v začetku 50-ih let. Vsi skupaj so bili povezani s pesniki Black Mountaina, obenem pa je bilo tudi usporejanje idej zaradi različnih povezav, to so bili ponavadi študenti, ki so bili malo tu in malo tam lahko. Danes bomo poslušali Helen Adam v različnih pojavljanjih. Malo bo izsekov govorjenja o njenem življenju, spremljala jo bo poezija, ki jo v večini bere sama. V ozadju ali pa tudi v ospredju, kakor vam ljubo, pa bomo poslušali precej lirsko igro z naslovom San Francisco's Burning, ki sta jo napisala skupaj s sestro Pat Adam. Izvedena pa je bila strani Audio Experimental Theatra v letu 1977. Poslušajmo.
I never want to look in the face of another young debutante who contemplates marriage.
Exit Mrs. Mackie Rodas.
It's always darkest before the dawn.
Why, yes. Eternal cuckoo call.
It makes my heart die that I may not always be in your company. Line from a letter written by Catherine Howard, fourth wife
a
of King Henry VIII, to her pepper.
Enter Mrs. Valentine.
The queen was young in Windsor Castle.
She sits on a park
Catherine,
bench under a tree,
sweet to hold.
Body white with a bunch of roses,
Henry VIII, great king of England. Lord
Let's spend
of the
day
North
enjoying
and
San Francisco.
Lion of
How
England
beautiful it looks from here, high up on Russian Hill. We who love and are light of heart see this glorious sight. San Francisco on a sunlit morning after a rainy night. Breezes blowing from the Farallones to Mount Diablo on the great blue sweep of the bay. Gulls like flurries of snow.
Enter Spangler Jack at the back of the stage. He stands, hands on hips. As Barty White sings the next verse, Mrs. Valentine looks round, sees Spangler, and lifts her veil to see him better. He moves forward, electrified at the sight of her face.
If, my dear, you're lucky enough to love when your heart is light, in San Francisco on a sunlit morning after a rainy night, every wave of the circling bay tosses a silver rose. San Francisco's the place to be when your happiness overflows.
Good morning, Mrs. Valentine. Good morning,
Helen Adam
Mr.
was
White.
Born in Glasgow, Scotland. She was educated at Nairnshire and Edinburgh University. She worked as a journalist in Edinburgh
morning,
and
Mrs.
London,
Valentine.
And then
Good
came
morning,
to America
Mr.
with
White.
Her mother and sister in 1939. They moved west in 1949,
Good morning, Mrs. Valentine.
Living in Reno,
Good morning,
Oakland,
Mr. White.
And San Francisco, where they remained for many years. At present, she is living with her sister in New York City.
San Francisco's the place to be when your happiness overflows.
Spangler Jack sweeping off his hat to Mrs. Valentine.
Mrs. Valentine, I believe?
Sir?
You're veil so black and your face so white, neath the blue of a springtime sky. So fair, so pale, when you lifted your veil, I looked and you caught my eye. Live high, live high, when you catch the
spangler's eye. I believe it was D.H. Lawrence.
With kisses and gold,
he's been brought up on
the criminal.
But I don't agree, really, because actually the music for hymns is very, very banal mostly. And so is the rhyming of things, but they did impose me a lot, I like him, must have. And so is the rhyming of things, but they did impose me a lot, I like him, must have.
Face grows pale in the shade of my veil. For a widow must weep and sigh.
Though your tears gleam wet, I can make you forget. Only give me leave to try.
Yes, well, we had an old nurse at that time, too, who was always telling us fairy stories and magical things. But everybody in Scotland really believed in magic, at least in the north, in the country places. And you were simply surrounded by stories of water kelpies and...
San Francisco reels when I click my heels. I'm the Black Prince, Spangler Jack.
Neither of them cared much for poetry at all, except the Bible, which was read to us all the time. Of course, it is great poetry.
Of the sea.
I can make it glow.
But I tell you no.
All women say yes. To me, when I'm in town, all the dames fall down, all the guns stand up and crack. In mansion or dive, not a woman alive says no to Spangler Jack.
From the moon,
my birthday star is the brightest star in the blaze of the zodiac. And the proudest dames, they have played sweet games in the night with Spangler Jack.
He turns to his love.
Love you high, love you low, all loves I know. The white loves
near
and
him,
the black
loves
no, no.
Red spark.
There you go, saying
no,
saying no.
As bright as the break of day, she tosses him down
say
in ravenous
no
play to the edge of the forest, ring his cries.
A beast on my body
she
lies.
Said, no, to me.
The wolf
but she threw me a rose. She said no, and she meant it. She threw me a rose out of pity.
She howls
to
ask of
an angel.
Long and
God,
long,
I'll marry her. I'll cover her with rubies. I'll make her queen of the Barbary Coast.
Tonight, though the full moon shines with a blinding light, behind the curtains her jaws drip red. She has found her prey in her own dark. Bed. I never can remember who said which I very much believe, though, that no one can be a true artist who hasn't been touched by a feather of the wing of madness. I think that madness, I think it's ridiculous to call Blake mad, because Blake was obviously living in the astral world almost half the time on Earth, you know, and he was in touch with things so much greater than the sort of people who would call Blake mad were probably people that sat working in offices again. Or if he was mad, then everybody should be mad like that.
Zajtrk je pojedel svoje, pojedel, kar je imel in kar je hotel. Tudi duri so se zaprle. Jedu je Andrej.
Пошли.